What are our goals? Ask yourself, what are your goals? You have a goal that you want to drive a certain car, you want to have a semi-detached house, you want to have a detached house, you want to have a house with a garden, you want to have a patio, you want a conservatory, you want to be able to go on holiday every year, you want to be able to build that house back home, you want to do all these things. Them are your goals. Tiga, no problem. Okay. How many of us have the goal of paradise? How many of us have the goal to please Allah Azza wa Jalla? How many of us have that goal that when we leave here, leave this dunya, we leave with iman? Now if you have this goal, then you will plan towards it. In the same way that you have that goal that you want that semi-detached house or detached house or bungalow or you want to do this, you work towards it. You say, you know what, I'm going to have in 2 years' time, I'm going to have this, in 3 years' time, I'm going to have that, in 4 years' time, I'm going to have that, and I'll be in a position where I can have that house, I can have that car, I can have this. But what about the hereafter? What about planning for that? What about putting time aside where you're going to attain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that you're going to get them good deeds? What about putting time aside on a daily basis to worship Allah Azza wa Jalla? What about putting time aside on a daily basis to read the Quran? What about putting time aside to travel in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla? What about putting money aside to spend in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla? Rukn Shura Abdullah Habibai came, and the Granny Shura came to the UK, and with them there was a few people that had come from Pakistan. And I was impressed by, there was a young man there, and he was a businessman in Pakistan. And he said to me that, I have decided that whatever profit I make, as soon as I work out my weekly profits for that week or that month, I take 12% out and I spend it in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allahu Akbar. What a great intention to make. Now, and I pray that that person is acting upon that intention. And I, my husni zan is, my good feeling is that that person is acting upon that intention. But why do we not have that intention? That we will spend in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Those of us that have, I met one person, he's got a garage and he has a Dawat Islami money box. And every day he says that, you know, whenever a car comes into the workshop, I put £1 in the box. What a great intention to have. Those people that, I know people that drive taxis and every day they have a money box in the taxi and every day they put something in the box before they start driving. And at the end of the day, they look at the takings and they put something in the box. Spending in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla. You know that pound that you put in today might not seem a lot, but that pound on the Day of Judgment might make all the difference. Allahu Akbar. Mentioning the virtues of good deeds, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also persuaded us in this regard. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, desire that thing which benefits you. Beg Allah Azza wa Jalla for help and do not be disappointed. Desire that thing which benefits you. What benefits you? Yes, that car will benefit you. Yes, that house will benefit you. Yes, the nice clothes will benefit you. But what we're talking about here is them good deeds that will benefit you in the hereafter. Them good deeds that will benefit you when you're in that dark and lonely grave. Them good deeds that will benefit you on the Day of Judgment. Them good deeds that will benefit you when there'll be nobody there to help you. Nobody there to give you any help. There'll be no mobile phone that you can phone to be able to help you. There'll be no call center that you can phone up and say, can you please help me? I've got this problem. No, on that day, you're on your own. And the only thing you're going to have is your deeds. Not your money. Not your detached house. Not your sports car. Not your koti back home. Not your land. Nothing. The only thing you will have are your good deeds. So from this blessed hadith that we have mentioned before, it has been learned that she will perform those acts which benefit our hereafter, to get the forgiveness of Allah Azza wa Jalla. But unfortunately today what we are seeing is we'll see people queuing up for hours to get a ticket to watch a new film. But they're not queuing up to go into the masjid. They're waiting for a certain mobile phone is happening, you know, being released, a new mobile phone being released, and it's going to be released at a certain time at night, and you're staying up in the middle of the night so you can click the button and get that mobile phone. You're queuing up, you're waiting there, waiting there, waiting there, so that you can, yes, I've got that mobile phone. Yes, I bought it. Yeah. Whereas, if only we spent that time, rather than waiting to be able to buy that mobile phone, waiting, queuing up to buy that ticket, waiting to buy this or waiting to buy that, if you spend that time in remembering Allah Azza wa Jalla, doing the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla. You know, people buy newspapers or they go online and they read articles and they read booklets and they read all sorts of things and they'll spend hours and hours reading them. Yeah, and they haven't got an issue with that. They'll read the whole newspaper, you know, these big newspapers, the educational ones, they read the big newspapers from cover to cover, cover to cover, and they'll spend an hour reading them, 2 hours reading them, 3 hours reading them. But that same person, you ask him to read the Quran, they find it hard.